Hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist. Playlist.
There's a voice. Song calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Good evening, sports fans, and welcome along to Sporty Sports Sports. I'm Des Sports, and I'm here with you for the next 2 hours to talk about sports and that. And this is Yellow. We'll be right back.
McCluskey from Palm Springs reporting for Embassy Sports of America. 20 seconds to the start of the 31st Formula Race.
Good hello, champions. I shan't say good evening, because it might not be evening where you are. Hello, champions, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist. I'm Darren, and I'm here for the next 2 hours to play all kinds of sports songs at you, because sports, yeah? Yeah, we love it. That was Yellow. We opened up tonight with the theme from Grandstand, which, if you're not British, you might be wondering what the hell that was about. And you might also be wondering, if you're not British, why I'm currently talking over Soul Limbo by Booker T and the MGs. Well, this is what we use for our cricket coverage over here in this septic aisle. Anyway, let's play some more music. This is Belle and Sebastian.
Make a new cult every day to suit your affairs. Kissing girls in English at the back of the stairs. You're a honey with the following of innocent boys. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. You and her been taking pictures of your obsessions. Cause I met a boy who went through one of your sessions. In his blue velour and silk you liberated the boy I never rated. Now he's throwing discus from Liverpool and Witness. You liberated the boy I never rated. Now he's doing business. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people. Could I write a piece about you now that you've made it? About the hours spent the wilderness in your training. You only did it so that you could wear Terry underwear. Feel the city air run past your body. Your Terry underwear and feel the city air run past your body. Could I write a requiem for you when you're dead? She had the move, she had the speed, it went to her head. She never needed anyone to get around the track, but when she's track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people.
Thank you. track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people. Stars of track.
Bell and Sebastian there with Stars of Track and Field. A lovely, lovely track. It starts off very quiet and gets very loud towards the... I mean, very loud in a Bell and Sebastian kind of way. That was suggested by White Wolf, so thank you very much to you, Gary, for that. The previous track, Yellow, that was suggested by Davey Bot. And I've also put in my comments here, Swiss... and I had to think for a second, was that Swissler as well? No, they are Swiss. There was some discussion in the chat on stream.labr.online. I think it was last week. Yeah, I think it was last week or the week before last, about whether or not Yellow was Swiss or Belgian. So, yeah, definitively, they are Swiss. Although, I think that was answered at the time. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's very boring behind-the-scenes stuff, really. Well, I mean, it's not behind-the-scenes. Go and join in. Stream.labr.online. This is labr.online, Lover Brother Radio. And I'm Darren, and I'm here with you for another hour and 50 minutes of sports. Yeah, all about the sports, because, you know, me, anybody who knows me knows that I can't get enough of the football and the cricket and such. Big sports, me. Big sports. This is Kirsty MacColl. England 2, Colombia 0.
Your perfume was adultery, but I'm not a piece of meat, so I'll be
The eternally wonderful Kirsty MacColl with England 2, Columbia 0, taken from Tropical Brainstorm from 2000. Thank you very much to Sheepnik for suggesting that. Very lovely stuff. Taken far too soon was Kirsty. Anyway, yes, hello, welcome along. Thanks for joining me. No more messing up from here until the end. That's a cast iron guarantee that I offer you here on the playlist. That is an LABR guarantee. So cast iron, so solid gold, you could literally bank it for real cash. Not that you'd want to, because this is worth more. It's basically crypto. It is not crypto, fear not. So tonight's show, tonight's theme, all about the sports. Lots of sports, because sports are occurring, because it's the summer and that's just what happens. And then autumn comes along and there's more sports. Sports are eternal. Everybody loves it, I'm sure. This is an unusual one, actually. You know how I like to play tracks? Well, I like to take suggestions that are tangentially related to the theme. This is not tangentially related, but it is, as far as I'm aware, the only song, certainly the only song tonight, that is about horse racing. So this is the Pioneers with Long Shot, Kick De Bucket.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
cricket, lovely cricket. At last where I saw it. Cricket, lovely cricket. At last where I saw it. Yardley tried his best. Goddard won the test. They gave the crowd plenty fun. The second test and West Indies won. With those little pals of mine. The king was there well attire, so they started with Ray and Stallmeyer. Stolly was hitting balls wrong the boundary, but Waddle stopped him at 20. Ray had confidence, so he put up a strong defense. He saw the king was waiting to see, so he gave him a century. With those little pals of mine,
Ramadine and
West Indies first in total was 326 just as usual. When Betts the ball Cristiani, the whole thing collapsed quite easy. England then went on and made 151. West Indies then had 220 lead. Goddard said that is nice indeed. With those little pals of mine. Yardley wasn't broken-hearted when the second inning started. Jenkins was like a target, getting the first five into his basket. But Gomez broke him down while Walcott licked them around. He was not out for 168, leaving Yardley to contemplate. The bowling was super fine. West Indies was feeling homely. Their audience had them happy. When Washbrook's century had ended, West Indies voices all blended. Hats went in the air. People shout and jump without fear. So at last was the scenery. It bound to go down in history. After all was said and done,
that was Lord Beginner with Victory Test Match from 1950, which, for the next two songs at least, is comfortably the oldest song I have played this week. In two songs' time, there is one that is older. When I said about there being not many horse racing songs, it turns out there are no horse racing songs this week on account of that was Long Shot by Pioneers, not Long Shot Kick the Bucket, and I must put up my hand and apologise for that one. It was a cracking tune nonetheless. So sorry to Matt, aka Two Clowns Eating, for requesting the Pioneers track. I will beat myself accordingly. And that is also a cast iron guarantee. That last one, Lord Beginner, Victory Test Match from 1950. That was suggested by Rollo Treadway. So thank you very much, Rollo. Very good stuff. That was part one of a cricket triptych. Cool. Try saying that with your teeth in. And this is part two.
I was walking down the street, concentrating on truck and right. I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other. No, no.
silver chain. He said, I'll give you $1. I said, you've got to be joking, man. It was a present from my mother.
He said, I like it, I want it. I'll take it off your hands and you'll be sorry. You cross me, you better understand that you're alone.
CC there with Dreadlock Holiday, suggested by a whole bunch of people actually. I was going to say the grandstand theme at the top of the show was suggested by like 7 people or something. I'm pretty sure Haley got in there first, but that was one of the ones suggested by John, who's listening in. So thank you very much for listening, John. I think you're possibly the first non-Mastodon listener who's listening in, and John is now sitting there thinking, what the hell is Mastodon? I'll explain to you at work. But thank you very much for listening. Thank you much to all of you. Thank you very much to all of you for listening. It's always a pleasure to have you along here on the playlist. This week's theme is on labr.online, of course, Love a Brother Radio. This week's theme, sports. You may have figured that out already if you missed the beginning of the show. Lots of sports tonight, because there's lots of sports in general. We are 2 songs into a cricket triptych. We had Lord Beginner, 10cc, and then this next one is so thoroughly cricket, it's astonishingly good. This is the Duckworth Lewis method with Jiggery Pokery.
'Twas the first test of the Ashes series, 1993. Australia had only managed 289, and we felt all was going to plan. That first innings at Old Trafford, then Mervews and his handlebar moustache dismissed poor Athers. I took the crease to great applause and focused on me dinner. I knew that I had little cause to fear their young leg spinner. He loosened up his shoulders and with no run up at all, he rolled his right arm over and he let go of the ball. It was
Jiggery pokery, trickery jokery, how did he open me up? Robbery muggery, Aussie skullduggery, out for a buggering duck. What a delivery, I might as well have been holding a contrabassoon. Jiggery pokery, who is this nobody making me look a buffoon? Like a blithering old buffoon. At first the ball looked straight enough, I had it in my sights. But such was its rotation that it swerved out to the right. I thought, well, that's a leg break, that's easily defended. So I stuck my left leg out and jammed my bat against it. But the ball, it span obscenely, and out of the rough it jumped, veered back across my batting pad, clipping my off stump. It took a while to hit me, I momentarily lingered, but then I saw old Dickie Bird slowly raise his finger. It was jiggery pokery, trickery jokery, how did he open me up? Robbery muggery, Aussie skullduggery, out for a buggering duck. What a delivery, I might as well have been holding a child's balloon. Jiggery pokery, who is this nobody making me look a buffoon? Like an accident prone balloon, 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 balloon. Such a ball could be bowled, I don't know, but if you ask me, if it had been a cheese roll, it would never have got past me. It was jiggery pokery, trickery jokery, how did he open me up? Robbery muggery, Aussie skullduggery, what in the buggery? Who was his delivery? I might as well have been holding a cob of corn. Jiggery pokery, who is this nobody making me look so forlorn?
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Demonstrate to them our skill. Albeit they possess the might, nonetheless we have the will. How we will celebrate our victory, we shall invite the whole team up for tea. How jolly! Hurl that spheroid down the field and fight, fight, fight. Impress them with our prowess, do. Oh, fellows, do not let the crimson down. Be of stout heart and true. Come on, chaps, fight for Harvard's glorious name. Won't it be peachy if we win the game? Oh, goody, let's try not to injure them. But fight, 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 let's not be rough, though. Fight, 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 and do fight fiercely. Fight, fight, fight.
The mighty, magnificent, wonderful Tom Lehrer there with Fight Fiercely, Harvard, a piss-take fighting song for his alma mater, Harvard, may surprise you to learn. That is now the oldest song that I will play this week, and I believe that is a record that will remain with Tom Lehrer. That is the oldest song I'll be playing this week. Just to give you some idea of the sports that are coming up tonight, we've got some ping pong, twice. We've got some cycling, and in the second hour, there's even some curling. Oh, yes. Anyway, this is the playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to LABR.online, Love a Brother Radio. Ahead of Tom Lehrer was the Duckworth Lewis method, which is was, kind of is. I mean, they've released two albums, but they were very much side projects. Neil Hannon of The Divine Comedy and Thomas Walsh of Pugwash. I think it's Thomas Walsh of Pugwash. The two albums are really good. I really wanted to play Meeting Mr. Me and Dad instead of Jiggery Pokery, just because it's such a lovely, sunny, summery pop song. But Jiggery Pokery is a lot more fun. A lot more funny, I suppose. It's a great track. Anyway, so I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you very much to Swisslip for suggesting that. And and thank you very much to Ian Robinson for suggesting 10cc. And thank you very much to Revian for suggesting the Tom Lehrer track that you've just heard. This one was suggested by Petra Phoenix and then very enthusiastically plus one'd by Sharon Gascoigne. So enjoy Chaz and Dave in all their glory. Chat at stream.labr.online. Feel free to join us if you wish. Has posited that could well be the strongest track about snooker ever recorded. And I'm sitting here racking my brains and I can't think of another song about snooker. But feel free to chime in and let me know if you can think of another song about snooker. Not pool though, or billiards, they don't count. Snooker. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. Tonight's theme is sports. Well, today's theme, this week's theme, is sports. So, yeah, all the songs are about sports. I couldn't possibly tell you about the actual sports that are being talked about and sung about and whatever because, you know, yeah, I have very little interest in such things because it doesn't involve eating pies or drinking beers. Actually, a lot of cricket involves drinking beers, I suppose, and snooker and darts. Darts, now there's a sport. Played by champions, gods amongst men. And speaking of sports, played by gods amongst men, this is Stereolab with Ping Pong. Ping pong to pong. We'll be right back.
let us play fun.
Answers on a postcard. If you can name another song about Pong that goes as unreasonably hard as that one does. Thank you very much to Beardy Foxy for suggesting that one. That was Eisenfunk with Pong, and ahead of that was Stereolab with Ping Pong from 1994's Mars Audiac Quintet album. It's a really nice album, very, very French, very très français. Which I should have played a couple of weeks back when I did the France thing. In fact, that was part of the reason that I came with the sports theme this week, because it was after I'd done the French one. I was like, oh, I should have played Stereolab. And then I was like, oh yeah, sports are happening. Ping pong, nice, we're in. And well, I hope you're enjoying it. Thank you very much to all you live Clives out there listening in. And indeed, thank you very much to all you late Kates who are listening on the catch-up, on whichever catch-up service you prefer. So thank you very much. Thank you very much to all of you for giving your time to listen to this frippery and nonsense. And on the subject of frippery and nonsense, this is The Lonely Island.
Hello.
Hi. Do you want to go to a party with me?
No, the game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl. We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Football,
tennis,
hockey, golf.
The game is starting. Everyone is here. I got my snacks, my friends, and a beer.
Just two normal guys hanging out, having fun. Right, guy number two?
Yeah, guy number one.
E
to the S
to the P
to the N is all I watch, cause I'm the man.
If my team loses, I'll be mean all night. If you tell me to relax, we'll get in a fight.
Watching sports with girls is a pain. They don't know the rules, there's no time to explain.
Single,
double,
triple,
home run.
For the celebration, I'll shoot my gun.
I like my friend, he's a real guy's guy. He's not a loudmouth like that cunthole Steve.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From Wimbledon
to the Astrodome.
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Football,
tennis,
hockey,
golf. Now when I say sports, you say nuts. Sports,
nuts,
sports,
nuts. When I say cheating, you say sucks. Cheating,
sucks.
Cheating,
sucks. I drink whiskey cause I like the taste. You think it's bitter, but I think it's great.
I also drink whiskey and we smoke cigars. Don't believe me? Smell our cars.
We're real men and we like sports. If you say that we're not, then we'll see you in court.
I'm team captain and I choose you.
I'm the other team captain and I choose you too.
We steal the ball and we're off to the races.
Then scare the other team with our mad dog faces like
what? What?
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
From the pregame jokes
to the wrap-up show.
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Football,
tennis,
hockey,
golf. Throw me the baseball.
Now toss me the pigskin.
Now feed me the rock.
Now give me the rock.
What is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
All right, everybody shut up. I said shut up. Now, are you ready to play the game?
No.
Are you ready to play the game?
Yeah.
The game.
Yeah.
Playing to survive. Aiming to win any way they can.
You gon' win!
Yeah. Pass the ball, final casting call. First of all, verbal basketball. Off the glass, smash your jaw, too fast for y'all. You might take a nasty fall, trying to stick with the prehistoric passenger.
Foul ball.
All rep, no physical contact. Bounce back, demonstrate, invincible bomb raps. Not no hustler, no player, or speaking no crime crap. I'm vocally trying to score before my time lapse.
Full court press, hands in your chest. Running cause I'm a rebel with the ghetto connects. No fouls, just checks. Make a brother sweat, work for yours. To earn my reject, get it out of here. Attack from the rear. Y'all niggas ain't nothing but some bitch ass queers. I'll be in your ear. Increase the fear. Ripping with the shears as the crowd just
bring
cheers.
Bring on the opposition. Cause my position is to shut you down. As the basketball pounds on the parquet floor. Envisioning moves to freak brothers every which way. Dominating like Doc J. Pass me the rock. I know just what to do with it. It's real vivid. I pivot through the lane. 360 behind my back. I'll take your monkey ass to the rack like Jerry
Stack. I'm sawed by most recruiters and heavily recommended. Sticking your best shooters, they lower verbal percentages. Taking its toll, 24 second clock control. Stopping this obstacle, impossible. I was the number one block project in the city prospect. Now that's something that you can believe, so be it. Whether pro or collegiate, the hit, but don't miss prime time. The offense switch.
Y'all all can't ball. Yo, ref, where's the tech? Man, make the call. The game is getting tight. Verbal victories in sight. What counts is what you write. Not concerned about the hype. My rhymes go baseline. So why you trying to take mine? Last man tried, just died inside the paint line. I bank rhymes, got a call, so I flex. I'm on the foul line with a few verses left. When my flow hits the net, the next brother flex.
I put my foot in the pavement with the brothers I'm raised with. Play with and break dance. Back in the days with, and still in the game with 12.4 assists. Get up in the game in your face like switch.
Crash the boards with metaphors in the air like a car.
Ayo, what you out for?
Ayo, I'm out for the whole score. 22 flat seconds for me to rap.
I can't win for losing with this cheating ass rap.
These guys are mid-court.
Green got it. They bring it into Cooper. Cooper's in trouble. Cooper gets the ball to Nixon. Nixon to the dribble on the front court. Half a minute to play. Out to Nixon. Nixon to dribble. Stop.
J5, but you can't go in.
You're
gonna be thrown right out.
My squad supreme, so I don't need Clyde or the Dream. Next time you play the game, boy, pick a better team. Your choice is short when you want a concrete court. But my mental cohort is bound to change the whole sport.
Give me the pill, boy, what?
Cross over with the skills. Wrap around, pass fly, right past your grill. Take off from half court in some J5 short. The rap band with the man with my worst play sports.
Coming through your lane with pure skill, so stand clear. Vocal charge is a mirage, I still stand here. Damn near, make your shit look soft like Pam Grier. Fans cheer for the paragraph Bill Lambert.
Shoot me the rock so I can show these fools what I got. He's heating up. Fuck that. I'm flaming hot. Verbally take you to the black top and wreck shop. Turn my game up a notch. Pass me the rock.
1-on-1, 3-on-3, 5-on-5, horse 21. It really don't matter cause son, you'll still get done. Yo, you should know better than trying to barter with this globe trotter. Malicious, vicious dunks. I'm Vince Carter.
And it's the high draft pick flashing it. Head face still can penetrate. Slightly overweight, but whatever it take, my shot can elevate. No pain, no gain for the brothers with no game.
It's all over.
Man, they siphon our fucking gas, y'all. Y'all know about that?
That's what happened.
We gasless.
Yeah, absolutely splendid Jurassic 5 there with the game, which was suggested, I think, by Davey Bot. I forgot to note that one down in my notes. So if Davey Bot, if that was for you, then thank you very much, because it was incredible. If it wasn't for you, Davey Bot, then what are you doing accepting praise? And whoever did suggest it, step forward, because it's your time to shine here on the playlist with me, Darren, on labr.online, Love a Brother Radio, which is a great radio station. Thank you very much for listening. If you crack on listening on tonight after I'm finished, coming up at 11 o'clock, I think will be Brother Soul. No doubt he will correct me if that is not indeed correct. As requested by Nikki Lear, and by Sod's Lawyer, and plus one by a number of people, and obviously I'm going to play this tonight. This is Kraftwerk.
Also gonna need you to go ahead and
And the Boston Red Sox are the world champions. For the first time in 86 years, the Red Sox have won baseball world championship. Can you believe it?
Tessie is the royal root is rally cry. Tessie is the tune they always sung. Tessie echoed April through October night after serenade installed in Eden Yard.
Sometimes when the game is on the line, Tessie always carried them away. Up the road from third base to Huntington, the boys would always sing and swing.
put the game on hold. The Rooters gave the other team a dreadful fright. Boston's 10th man could not be wrong. Up from third base to Huntington, they sang another victory song.
2, 3, 4.
To sing, I'll sing the gravy shouting. Without him, mess around. Boston.
Dropkick Murphys there with Tessie, great stuff. That's about the Red Sox winning the World Series, which I love the World Series, the baseball World Series, because it's a world championship that contains only North American teams. Wonderful. If I had an American city that was my home, it would probably be Boston. I've been there a couple of times and it's wonderful. Great people. And go the Red Sox, I suppose. If I was into, you know, sports, then that would be my sports. That was Dropkick Murphys. Ahead of the top of the hour was, of course, Kraftwerk with Tour de France. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. This week's theme is sports. We've got another hour of this, and it is a good hour indeed, with many fine tunes and many fun things, including this from Slayer.
Yeah.
very abrupt ending there, don't you think? I think it's illegally abrupt when I was trying to put the bed in place that I'm talking over. This is the playlist. I am Darren, and I am a consummate professional in all manners, in all matters. And that was Slayer with Scrum, taken from Diabolus in Musica, which was from, I want to say, 19... Let's take a guess. 1996. Ah, 1998. Tut. That was suggested by Chris, aka Hales and Ales, over there on the Mastodon. Thank you very much for that, Chris. He's got another one coming up later on, actually, which was suggested by somebody else first, and it is comfortably the longest song I have played on this show, I think. And I'm going to get as much of it in as possible, because it's a cracking tune. This next one is was suggested by White Wolf, another White Wolf one. Man, he's just suggested some great tracks this week. And I meant to say that the Dropkick Murphys track at the top of the hour was suggested by Shezza T, so thank you very much, Shezza. Good stuff there. This is The Hold Steady with Chips Ahoy.
She put $900 on the fifth horse in the sixth race. I think his name was Chips Ahoy. Came in six lengths ahead. We spent the whole next week getting high. At first I thought that she hit on some chip that she got from some other boy. We were overjoyed. Whoa-ha-ha-ha-ha. I got a girl and she don't have to work. She can tell which horse is gonna finish in first. Some nights of painkillers make the pain even worse. Came in six lengths ahead. We spent the whole next week getting high. I love this girl, but I can't tell when she's having a good time. How am I supposed to know that you're high if you won't let me touch you?
No man, 'tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
Now the lounge is full of farmers for the 7:30 draw. Teammates all left before they had to buy a round. When they pull the 50-50 and I've lost again, I'll go. Maybe have one more brown one for the snowy road. Champion. Banners going, yeah.
Only the Weaker Thans, Canada's second best band, no, first best band. The second best band is, of course, Propagandhi. Only the Weaker Thans could do a song about curling and make it artistic and beautiful. It's such a great track, that. Taken from a reunion tour from 2007, that was the Weaker Thans with Tournament of Hearts, and I love the Weaker Thans so much, and I'm genuinely amazed. I just said this on Mastodon, but I'm genuinely amazed that this is now my 13th week on LABR, LABR.online, Love a Brother Radio. Thank you very much for joining us here. Yeah, this is my 13th week on this station, and that's the first Weaker Thans track I've managed to squeeze in. I've not been trying hard enough, quite frankly. There was one theme did I do one about animals right back at the beginning? I can't remember. Yeah, no, I did. I think I'm pretty sure I did one about animals or something like that. And I was instructed by the boss, Haley, to not play Plea from a Cat Named Fatute because it makes me sad every time. And they're right. It does make me sad. It's such a beautiful track. Anyway, I'm going to shut up now and play some more music. This one is a group that are new to me, but this track came out some time ago. In 1992, in fact. This is Thousand Yard Stare with Nil Nil AET at Extra Time, I believe it means.
Situation is nowhere. tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Parquet Courts with Total Football, and for the sake of contrarianism, I'm assuming that they're singing about Aussie rules football or American football. Thank you very much to Erased _ Citizen. The underscore is very important, otherwise you won't find them, for suggesting that one. That was taken from 2018's Wide Awake album with an exclamation mark at the end of it. Ahead of that was Thousand Yard Stare with Nil Nil at Extra Time, from 1992's Hands On. That was suggested by Sheep Nick. I believe Miles Hunt from the Wonder Stuff played something on that track, but it was just something I caught my eye when I was researching the year that it came out. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to LABR.online, Love a Brother Radio. Thank you very much for joining me this week, where our theme is sports, including skiing. Can't say I've ever watched Ski Sunday, and yet I'm aware of the theme tune. Madness, I tell you, madness. Well, suggested by Sharon Gascoigne, this one is Squid. Squid with Boy Racers. Indeed, it kind of currently still is. Taken from 2021's Bright Green Field, that was. That was suggested by Sharon Gascoigne, and thank you very much for that, Sharon. It does go on like this for another, 4 minutes or so. But I'm not going to play that. That was Squid with Boy Racers. I wasn't aware of that band until now, but Sharon seemed very pleased that she could suggest some Squid. So I will check those out. I will check out more of their work, because I enjoyed that. It's got an angular post-punk kind of vibe to it. I think it was Sod's Lawyer suggested some Fall, which I sadly had not enough time for, but I feel like that was a neat little stand-in for The Fall, but a little less aggressively off-key. This next one is a cracker, quite frankly, and I spent some time editing this one together so that it works perfectly, so just sit back and enjoy.
You like Huey Lewis on the news? Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when Sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically. The whole album has a clear, crisp sound,
and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
In 87, Huey released this. Four, their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Be Square. A song so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics, but they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends, it's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul! Try getting a reservation and torsion now, you fucking stupid bastard!
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Forget all your duties, oh yeah.
I said Kane.
You said John.
I said Wayne.
Hot dog.
I said Cooler Man. I don't want to be the president of America.
I said Smile.
I said Cheese.
Naughty, eh?
I said Please.
Income tax.
I said Jesus. I don't want to be a candidate for being number one again. Cause all I want to do is
bicycle.
Yeah.
Bicycle. Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle. Bicycle.
Come on.
Bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Listen to the wind blow, watch the
Every Last Second There of the Chain by Fleetwood Mac. As I just said on Mastodon, any non-Brits listening to this show tonight must be like, what has the Chain got to do with sports? For any non-Brits who aren't aware, for a number of years, the last minute or so of that track was used to as the theme to the Formula One coverage on BBC. I don't know why they chose that bit of music, but it's a magnificent piece of music. The bass line in my good headphones absolutely rumbles, and the drums. Oh man, I'm going to have to go and listen to that again later on, wired up to my iPod and everything, and make it sound proper, because that was good. That was Fleetwood Mac with the Chain. That was suggested by a number of people, actually, but specifically in this case, Selena. So thank you very much for suggesting that one, Selena. She also suggested another track, which I'm going to have to put on the also-ran, but, you know, highly commended list that I may have to remember to try and post after this, because it was really good. But ultimately, Fleetwood Mac won out. Thank you very much for listening. This is the playlist. I'm here for another almost 20 minutes, just over 15 minutes, you know, time and such. And I've got three more songs to play, three more songs in just under 20 minutes, so I better shut up and play them, because they're some crackers. This one, on behalf of Piers Corley, thank you very much for this. This is the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
Let's go back to your childhood, 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 childhood.
sport, masculine sport, equips a young man for society. And I heartily agree with that sentiment, which is why I was never equipped for society. I'm Darren, this is The Playlist. You are listening to Love a Brother Radio, labr.online. Thank you very much for joining me. You're a bit late if you're just joining me. I've only got 15 minutes left. That was the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band with Sport, the brackets, The Odd Boy from 1969. And it was a very, very odd track indeed, and I enjoyed it. Thank you very much, Piers Corley, for suggesting that one. This next one was suggested by Johnny Two Pies, to those of us who love him most in real life. And this is Kate Bush.
Feel how it feels.
Kate Bush there, running up that hill, brackets, A Deal With God, taken from the mighty Hounds of Love record from 1985. Thank you very much to John for suggesting that one. Well, that's about all I've got time for tonight. And you're like, what? But it's only 9:52. You've got 8 more minutes, my good man. And yes, you are correct. But I also have a song here that's 8.5 minutes that needs playing. And I'm unfortunately probably going to have to chop off a little bit at the end of it. But needless to say, you'll get the gist. Well, thank you very much for joining me this week. I will be back next week with a theme as yet undecided. The following 2 weeks, I am away on holiday, so we'll be pre-recording. So that's a big jamboree that I've got to put together in the next week or so. So thank you very much for joining me. Stick around at 11 o'clock. The Mighty Brother Soul will be back with Sunday Night Soul Replay. Very good stuff. So check that out at 11 o'clock, and I will be back next Monday at 8 o'clock British time. This is Bob Dylan.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. And so Patty calls the cops, and they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in a hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. The middleweight crown had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down when a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street unless you wanna draw the heat. Jumped into a white car without upstate plates, and Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary, and though this man could hardly see, he told him he could identify the guilty man. But one time he could have been the champion of the world. 4 months later, the ghetto's on flame. Rubens in South America fighting for his name. While out the decks, the Bradley's still in the robbery game. And the cops are putting
the screws to him looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Thinking like the playboy with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running that night. Don't forget that you are one. The Bradley said, I'm really not sure. The cop said, a poor boy like you can use a break. We got you for the motel job and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way. Up to some paradise, where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse, where they tried to turn a man. Were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus. He never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards for the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old white jury agreed. Carter was falsely tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? Bello and Bradley, and they both all they lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man?
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover by the Radio.